Westerners accusing Palestinians of conflating and lying about the number of Palestinians being killed in Gaza right now further proves their racist agendas and highlights, again, that this is about white supremacy. Palestinians in Gaza are flooding social media with content, showing you with your own eyes what exactly is happening, showing you very graphic footage of bodies stuck under rubble, babies with their body parts blown off, all from just average Palestinian civilians. Then on top of that, we have actual government agencies like the Palestinian Ministry of Health releasing a PDF with every single name and ID of the Palestinians killed. Despite all the data and proof, these Westerners will still cast doubt on the validity because it's coming from Palestinians. When historically, Palestinians have, in my experience, have never been proven to have lied about numbers and statistics like this. But these same people, these same Westerners, will, at the drop of a hat, believe anything and everything the Israeli government says. When the Israeli government has been proven time and time again that they've lied on official documents, on official public releases of information, so much so that they have walked back on their own statements months later, years later, admitting that they lied. Like the claim that Palestinians beheaded 40 Israeli babies. They made that statement. All of the West believed it right away, no doubt. Mind you that they made that claim with zero proof. No images, no footage. All they had was AI-generated pictures. When days later, Israeli leadership and the press admitted they have no proof of that. They had no doubt in their mind that that was the truth because it was coming from a white person, from a white country. And even when said white country admits they lied, these people will still believe them. There are people out there who still believe that Palestinians beheaded babies after all the proof that it never actually happened. When Shirin Abu Akleh was killed, the world-renowned Palestinian journalist, in the beginning, Israel denied that they shot her in the head and killed her. How many months later, they came back and said, oh, turns out we did do it. Sorry. Palestinians are constantly having to scramble and prove to the world that Israel indeed is committing these crimes. Because for these Westerners, the baseline, their default is Palestinians, bad. Brown people, Arabs, bad, violent. Until you prove me otherwise. That's why they're so quick to doubt Palestinians, but so quick to believe Israelis. They are blinded by racism and white supremacy, and they don't even know it. And it's just mind-boggling how narrow their tunnel vision is. They genuinely think that they're the victims.